That's nice though. Okay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Now for the VIP session day three. Let me hear. What do you think of the session today, and what questions do you have about the topic that we discussed today? So the where, the how. Also, if you have questions on previous day's topics, we can totally do that as well. So, like, what, post in the chat where your people hang out, what they've tried, if you have it from before, and then yeah, let me help you workshop it and get it more specific, and answer whatever questions you have about the where of the people and what mechanism they've tried and what your mechanism is and what those steps are. I know today was a little bit of a shorter training because we had George in there. So that's where we get to deep dive here together. We've got the next hour, and then I do have to jump to a call with our Academy members for a coaching call with them. So we've got this hour together. So Suzanne is saying, where, all right, so let's get, Suzanne, let's get you on, yeah? Let's get you on here and discuss this. Hey, all right.
Hey, I was unmuted last time you asked me.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping you would write in the chat, but that's fine. Yeah, so remind me, what's your who? Who's your core dream customer?
Well, the who is, it's a woman than them. It's a woman and they are struggling with their health. They want to be better. So they have...
Hang on. So who is woman, right? Struggling with health is the problem. So health struggles is the problem. We do need to get more specific on the who though. Like what kind of woman, right? Is she 1 year old? Is she 99 years old? Is she in living in Kenya, in Tanzania, in where is this who? What else do we know about her?
Yeah, she's the middle age. I think she's about between 35 and 45 years old. Mm-hmm. She's struggled to get
now, that's the problem again. So that's okay, not yeah. The who.
Okay, she has been she's a working woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she live near nature.
Okay.
Yeah. Or actually she could live in the town. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. There are two different kind of customers, mm-hmm. actually. And
yes,
maybe
that's not a criteria. Yeah.
Yeah. And she have she's a person who cares for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she is curious and like to go for it. She like mm-hmm. to she's not afraid of sticking out mm-hmm. and tell her own what to stand up for what she believes in.
Got it. Okay. It's still a very broad group, but that's okay. I think that's okay. So like when you've worked with people in the past, are there specific things that like specific traits about them that make them work? Are they typically, they're working, are they typically highly educated or not so educated? Are they,
they do have professions? Yeah, they do have, they are entrepreneurs or have that mindsets.
Okay, that's an important thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, forgot that. Yeah, they do. They often are a teacher in some way before, okay. Like a yoga teacher or something like that.
Okay. So when you say they're an entrepreneur, is that what they're doing for entrepreneurship? Or is that like they just happened to be a yoga teacher in the past and now they're entrepreneurs? What kind of businesses are they in?
They are in the health business often. They are like, they can be coaches, mm-hmm. life coaches, and they love people, actually.
Yeah.
The best student we have are the one who really cares about others.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, this is very cool. By the way, for the rest of you guys, just like use the reactions tab down there, raise your hand so we can get you on live and workshop with you as well after here, but do the raise hand so that we get you in the queue. All right. So this is good because now you can write an ad that says, hey, are you a middle-aged self-employed woman, right? That, you know, loves people and likes to care for yourself, yada, yada. And yet you have these health problems, right? So now we're calling out the who, and then we're calling out the problem, saying, hey, you have these health problems. And then the next thing we say, and you've tried blah, 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 right? You've tried X, Y, Z, and it's not working. Well, I've got news for you, or I've got a message for you. And then you can talk about what you do. So what are the things that this woman has tried before? And actually, let's get like, so the what you said, she's struggling with health, the problem. Is there something more specific that we can say there?
Yeah, fatigue. Often very, you know, they have, I don't know the English word, but they are exhausted.
Chronic fatigue type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard time to sleep. Mm-hmm. Pain.
That will make you exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Pain and low grade inflammation. It could be that it's very hard to pinpoint. I think that is one of our problem because lots of the diseases we have today are grown from low grade inflammation.
Sure.
So,
this makes sense. Yeah. I think this is,
yeah, it could be people, whatever.
People who have this problem. The point is just that we can identify the problem in a way that people who have this problem will raise their hand and be like, yeah, that's me. I have this problem.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what you said that nails it. Like, yeah, a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, that's me. I got this. I have this. Yeah. Okay. So that's good. And so what have these people tried before?
They are often try to change their diet and they have trained more, getting sunlight. They have taken medicines, of course. Mm-hmm. They've been with a doctor. And I think they have tried. I don't know if that's the right answer there, but they have tried to read about their condition to understand it.
And what have they read?
Well, lots of them actually don't know the low grade inflammation part. So, the low grade inflammation. So they have probably read about if they are, you know, very tired. They have probably or are exhausted. They have probably read 10,000 tips on how to get perky in the morning or peachy in the evening. I don't know. They have read health book, I suppose. Book about health, how you take care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very broad, right. I know.
Yeah, that would be a great thing to explore with your people, right? That what have they...
Yeah.
More specifically, what have they tried? Right?
Yeah.
What medicines, if you can name the medicines that they've tried, for example, or what you said with sunlight is very clear. Training, I think it's probably fine. Diet, like what kinds of diets have they tried? Or is it just like eat less dieting? Or is it specific kinds of diets? What we want to see is if there are patterns, if there are patterns that we can call out. And the whole point is just being able to say, hey, you've tried X, Y, and Z and it didn't work. Because the whole point, remember, so in the core purple value ladder framework thing here, the point where we're at is we're looking at the red ocean. Like the reason we want to go to a red ocean and a competitive market is that's where the buyers are, right? We want to go where people already are and are already buying. They're already spending money. We just want to direct some of that money from where it's currently going, which is not helping them, to us, which can help them, to you, who can help them. Yeah. And so we want to go where the market is. And we want to go specifically for the people who are frustrated, right? Not the people who are already dieting and they're loving it and it's great and they're happy, or like they're dieting and it's fine. But we want to go with the people who are frustrated. And so this might be separate red oceans if it's, if there are specific places where people hang out who are fans of like Bikram yoga as a way to solve this problem, right? Like hot yoga, whatever. Hot yoga people hang out over here. And then you can go over there and you can say, hey, hot yoga people, you've been doing hot yoga because you want to get out of this like chronic fatigue situation. Well, hot yoga isn't going to do it. What you need is blah, my method, right? And then in another market, you go and you say, hey, you know, keto people, right? Keto is not going to work for this. Sorry, but it's not. And here's why. And you want to try this instead. Or you go to like, you do an ad on Facebook and you say, hey, like, you're a woman, you're an entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. You have this problem of like, you're always tired and you don't know what. And you've tried talking to the doctor. You've tried taking, you know, and if you name specific medications, or, and you've tried just like pepping yourself up and maybe reading like 10,000 tips on how to sleep better or how to wake with a spring in your step in the morning or whatever, and it's not freaking working and you hate it. Like, now we're talking directly to the frustrated people. We're going to have their ear. And now it's as simple as just saying, hey, the reason it doesn't work is you're trying to solve the problem the wrong way. Here's the root cause of your problem. Here's the real reason that you have this problem. And this is, and I solve that problem this way. And that's the way that works. And here's why, right? That is how you do it.
Yeah, that's very good. And I have a question there. How do you twist it to, because that's what we were doing, trying to do sort of last year. And this year we have trying to get another ankle to get these that we were talking about, I think yesterday, with Marianne and Keto, the customers, we want the best one. We want those with the money and we want those who want to do this. Mm-hmm. So our goal to finding a customer is more like Marianne. Marianne is our customer. She mm-hmm. struggled to get her business, her keto session, she struggled to get her clients to get a better goal, to get healthier with a good way, in a good way. She wants to add something more to her business. Mm-hmm. And we have figured out that we have, say, for example, yoga is so simple to do this with. Keto probably too, but instead of having yoga inside, you can have it outside with skin contact. Or mm-hmm. if you're a therapist, a foot therapist, you can connect yourself to earth. Maybe you can do it outside, but otherwise you can connect yourself to earth and give this massage. And like, I don't know if he's here. He was talking about, David was talking about getting the right vibes before you do the massage. That's the third stone. That's the people we would like to, I mean, we really love those people who are sick and want to be healthier. Mm-hmm. And they are a good customer because inside of them, some of those people really, really want to be like Marianne. They want to be an entrepreneur, but they are not there yet. Mm-hmm. So for many people, this has been a way out of their fatigue, of their misery.
What's the question here?
Yeah, the question is, if I'm going to nail that, you know, like you said now, those people on the in the red market, mm-hmm. Who are they? Who are they? Where is the market? Where is Marianne? where is the market for? We are trying to figure out.
Where you want Marianne as your client? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she could be. But she's a very good example because she just...
Is Marianne struggling with chronic fatigue and exhaustion and insomnia and pain and low-grade inflammation?
No, but she struggled with to get her clients a better health, a better way. Keto, keto is keto. She's
teaching.
Right.
So you want to? Do you want Mariana as your client, or do you want to do the same move that she's doing?
No, I want her as a client. I want her
well,
to.
What problem do you solve for Marianne?
That she wants to, what do you say, expand her business and help her clients.
So are you a business coach?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought you help people with chronic fatigue and exhaustion and insomnia.
Yeah, we do. That's what I said. We have two kind of customers. One is the, I don't know what you call it in English, the end customer, you know, right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the person helping the end customer.
Oh, so you have like a certification program, education.
Yeah, we have a certification program. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So that's a whole different who.
Yeah. Some of the end client here are now our real who.
Right. Yeah.
When you were talking about this stairs yesterday, mm-hmm. it actually hit me that mm-hmm. right now we are at this we don't have this we have a plan for this high, what do you call it, high level?
High ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here, right, the high ticket. Yeah. So this is where you would do like a certification or something like that, right? Where
that, yeah, but we have that. Yeah, we have that on our core offer. And the higher certification is one more step. And we were talking about that of our conference, how to go there, the best way to go there to the high ticket.
All right. So the model that I'm teaching here is like you do your core offer to your where you're doing the thing, like where you're teaching people to get out of chronic health issues and yada yada using earthing as your main mechanism.
Yeah.
And then there's a high ticket where a number of those people are going to be like, oh shit, this is amazing. This worked for me. And I could see how I could create a business around this, or maybe I already have a business and I can incorporate this into my business. Now I want to be certified so I can teach this as well. And I can use your brand as part of my marketing to say I'm certified by Suzanne and, or whatever the company's name is, right?
Like, yeah.
That would be the high ticket. So what we're focusing on here is the core offer. That's what this intensive is about. And then,
yeah, I know, but the core offer is exactly what you described now. That's our core offer. The high ticket for us is to pinpoint those people who did the core offer and want to be a certified master to teach other in this core offer.
That's the high ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a next level. We don't have that today.
Yeah.
Or we sort of just started it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
So the core offer is still that's our what you call with the certification, that's a core offer for us. They get a certification. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I know. I understand why you are. You have to take our course and then you know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. If I'm confused, I might not be the only one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're aiming for, and that clears a lot of things out. So I do pick that. We have to you know, I don't know the English word for that either, but we have to go backwards for somehow and try to pinpoint the type of customers, because like Marianne, because lots of them are even if you have a company, even if you are an entrepreneur, you can still have pain and inflammation and
for sure, yeah,
all that
definitely.
Stuff. So that's
definitely,
that's
definitely.
More of the who. The who
and
is
that, well, and that's
they
a
are
beautiful
an
thing.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing though, like because you get people in the core offer, and then you know some of them are going to send up to the high ticket offer. That's
yeah.
The beauty of it, right? And you can do a business. You don't have to do this all this stuff. You can do a business that's just the high ticket if you wanted to. That's fine. There's no rules against that. But The model that we're teaching is like the fully fleshed out. Even if you start with just a high ticket, probably at some point, if you want to scale, it makes sense to add the core offer, right? So if even if you don't start here, like what I'm advocating is start here, then do this, then do the content machine, then you do the challenge and that thing, then you do the live event into the high ticket. That's kind of the order. So you go from here, like down and then up. But you can start up here if you want to. There's nothing, if that's more natural for you, you can totally do that. But yeah, so Ingrid is asking, what is Simplera Academy? So Simplera Academy is our high ticket offer, which isn't that high ticket. It's very, very, very reasonable actually, but it's our high ticket offer. So our core offer is Simplera, and the high ticket offer is Simplera Academy, where we teach this stuff in much more in depth. So what we're doing here over the intensive is just going over the very foundation of your business so that you can create a core offer. And because we don't have that much time, we have to go like fairly quickly through it. Academy is where we would meet, and we have a lot more, there's a lot more coaching, a lot more ongoing support to build out not just your core offer, but this entire infrastructure with your, like a challenge, if you want to do that, or a premium with trial, live event, high ticket, your content machine, all of those things, so that you build out your entire business framework. That is Simplera Academy. And yeah, I'll talk more about that tomorrow or probably Friday. So, but that's what that is. And so we have our coaching call in half an hour. All right, let's move on to, thank you so much, Susanne, I appreciate it. Let's move on to Matt's. Here we go. Matt's. Yes, let's get to the confusion, shall we?
Yeah, finally. Yes. I don't know.
In a nutshell, I'm not good with processing large amounts of information. So in a nutshell, what is the confusion?
I have 3 to 4 different potential dream customers, and a bit confused, unsure on which of them I should focus on. The first one is talked about yesterday, the one putting too much effort in work and career at the cost of relationships at home, perhaps, because it's like a norm in the society.
I got it. What's the next one?
Next one, a couple running business together and sometimes feel like they want to kill each other. We talked about that as well.
All right, got it. Yeah.
Third one, midlife struggling with the relationship to the parents.
To their parents?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a new one. I've never heard you talk about this.
No, that's a new one. That's why I'm confused, because I have new.
Okay. All right. What's the fourth one? All right, we lost Matt's for a second. The internet is being glitchy. Is everybody else here? Or is that me? It's not. We lost Matt's. Okay. All right. Just checking. You never know. All right. Let's see if we get Matt's back. All right. Meanwhile, let's jump to Wouter, and then we can get Matt's back when he's back. Wouter in the Philippines. There we go.
Okay, unmuted.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the past days. I try to very quickly tell you where I am and what I really appreciate your help on. Mm-hmm. So on my who, like who am I helping, and what you shared helped to tighten.
One sec. I just want to say, Matt, we're going to get back to you once you're like you. We lost you for a sec. We'll get back to you. Yes, Wouter.
Okay, great. So the who. I work with professionals, people working in business and organizations. They're highly educated. And the ones that I really love to work with, they self-identify as leaders, as change makers, regardless of what their position is. And they are more or less clear about what they want, like something bigger, right? Like that's the title of our intensive here. So they want something. Mm-hmm. And they are frustrated. They have a whole range of possible frustrations. Another word for that could be resistance. They get it from the bureaucracy. They get it from their bosses. Maybe they have some internal voice issues, critical voice issues as well. So they want something and they are frustrated, and that sure. could play out in a number of different ways.
That now, sounds what, like every single human on the planet, though. I just want to point out. I know. We want something, and there's some force either outside or inside or both that are preventing us from getting there. I think that is pretty much called the human condition.
I know this is the challenge with leadership development. I've been struggling with that for years, but I do get clients who are CEOs. I do get clients who are, you know, more emerging leaders, very keen to invest too. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that as long as, and this is something I have to learn better, how to market that distinction mm-hmm. of people who self-identify as leaders, but they struggle to be effective, get results.
Well, the question is
that bigger thing,
right? Like the question is there a person? And this is sort of an answer to Matt's as well. Well, I have other things to say to Matt's, but if you have a faucet that's leaking, and you see an ad from someone who says, hey, I'm someone who helps people solve problems. So if you have a problem, I'll help you solve it. Or you see an ad from someone that says, hey, I'm a plumber. I fix leaky faucets. Which of those two would you rather be more inclined to go with? Just straight from the gut.
Yeah, you've shared there are two ways that people get attracted, by their problems or by their aspiration. And No.
That's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
No. One is very general. I help people solve problems, or I fix your fucking leaky faucet, right? Like if you have a leaky faucet, which one are you going to be more attracted to? Right. Yeah. Right. So my point is, you can help everybody, but if you can get very clear on who you most want to work with, if you could have anybody, and if there are plenty of them, right? But you had to pick one type of person that you want to work with. If you speak to that specifically, you're going to attract way more people. And it's going to be way easier for you. So that's what I would say, like narrow it down, pick a lane. Is it CEOs? Is it emergent? Is it in a specific niche or category? Is it a specific size of company? Is it a specific transition period they're in? I heard the CEO of Infusionsoft, I forget his name right now. Anyway, but he was talking about the rule of ones and threes.
Right.
Like that there are these transitions when you go from 100K to three, then there's a transition, and then 300K, there's another transition, and like at 1 million, there's a transition, at 3 million, there's like, so maybe you're focused on the 10 million to 30 million transition or something. Like the more we can narrow it down there, the easier it's going to be to market.
So my current core offer is a 3-month leader in transition mm-hmm. Coaching program, including some training. Mm-hmm. And that works very well. I think I can market it much better than mm-hmm. I'm doing. And it's really life transforming. You know, that's the feedback I keep getting. So it's good, but it's not as good. It can still be better. And especially I can quote unquote market it better.
Exactly. Right. And the way that you market it better is by being way more specific about who it's for and what it solves for them. So I would say, what kind of leader, what kind of transition?
Yeah, I get that. I've been working on that for 5 years, how to do that.
Well, let's solve it now. Let's just do it. Like, let's not keep working on it for another 5 years. Where is the fear of getting specific there?
Well, it's, you know, maybe there's something that I don't see yet. I accept that. But the point is that leadership development, it can attract many people, and many people come to me for that, and they have been
coming. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And that's great. And if the people want to continue to come to you, you are free to say yes to anybody who comes. But when we're doing marketing, what we're doing is we're putting out a beacon, right? We're putting out a lighthouse that says, here, I am for you if you're this kind of person and you have this kind of problem. And that's what enables people to see it and then resonate with it and then buy from you. And so if you're saying, I help CEOs of like pharmaceutical companies in the $10 to $30 million range go through the transition from being a having this type of leadership team, which works when you're at 10, to having this type of leadership team, which works when you're 100 million, and I help you be the CEO that can lead that transition. That's what I do. Imagine a CEO who's in that exact situation hearing that, their ears are going to be like, whoa, like, oh, like this guy, he knows what the fuck he's talking about, because that's me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I notice a lot is that there are many people who are managers and experts, and that's something really different from being a leader. That's contrast is very apparent in many organizations and businesses. Mm-hmm. And many people who want to create a change, that's leading, that's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They are frustrated because they can't get it done. So that's the direction I'm looking at more, and that's what our intensive this week is helping me to focus on.
All right, say that again. So managers and leaders, say again.
Yeah, so it's the leaders, not the managers. So contrast it mm-hmm. with the managers who just optimize. Okay. And I know that managers are also needed, but that's not my niche. My niche is people who are leaders and
mm-hmm.
who already know that they want to create something big.
Mm-hmm.
Are they
owners?
They run
I think we talked about this, right? Are they owners or hired?
They're not owners. Yeah, they're working in the company.
Okay, and they're not. So are they the CEO or are they further down the org?
Can be both.
Okay, if you had to pick one, just gut, who would you most enjoy working with? Who would be most easy, lucrative, and fun for you to work with?
I've had really ideal clients in both. What I really like working with is people who really engage, do the work, start to change their behavior, because that's my program. It's about behavior change.
I love that. That's fantastic. So just for the sake, I'm not going to make you do anything, right? You're the boss.
Right.
You're in charge. But just for the sake of this, just play with me
here
for a while. If you had to pick, is it a CEO or is it some other exec in the organization? Just pick one of the two. Which is more fun?
Yeah, CEO or exec. I also have some board member, but that's a bit less.
Pick one. Is it the CEO or is it someone who's further down the org? A or B?
I would just say executive.
Executive. Okay. So not CEO. Okay. If you had to pick a revenue range for your ideal dream customer, if you could only serve one type of customer, it's the same every day for here on till eternity, and you had to pick one, you don't have to. We're just making pretend right now. What revenue level are we talking for this organization?
Probably mid-size.
What is that? Give me a number.
Maybe 10 to 100 million.
10 to 100 million. All right. Can we narrow it down a little bit?
I don't actually care. but I care about the ones who are really serious to make change happen.
I get it. I get that. Just humor me here for a while. Like if you have to.
Okay.
Typically ideal. Are they more 10 million, more 100
million? Okay. Let's say 10 million. Yeah.
10. All right. All right. So like, let's just do 10 to 20. That's a good range. And then like size of the organization, typically, is it like 10 people, 1,000 people, somewhere in between? Give me a ball.
It's a ballpark range. It's under 100.
Okay. Okay. And what is the challenge that they're facing? That means like, what's happening in their company? What's happening in the company that makes them need to grow as leaders?
Yeah, I've had some who are consulting companies. Small to medium sized consulting companies, have some manufacturing companies. Mm-hmm. They would be bigger. Equally interested in both so far.
I understand. So yeah. If you had to pick, but my question is not the industry. My question is, what's the transition that's happening in the company? What changed in the company that makes them need you?
The quality of leadership, including inclusive leadership. So, for example, they know about diversity. They have a checklist for that. But to go a step further and to really look at strategic change as well as inclusive leadership, those are two popular topics.
My question was, though, you're not answering my question. My question was, what changed that they need you? What changed? What changed? Yeah. So that they need you.
They could be part of a merger, mm-hmm. or they could be doing quite poorly. So they need to really up their performance. Mm-hmm. So they need to look at productivity, inclusion, get everybody really performing at the top.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for doing this with me.
You bet. It's just, yeah. So, and again, these are not like the fear for me anyway, is like, oh, if I narrow it down to one thing, then like, I can't help anybody else. And maybe there won't be enough customers, or I'll be bored because I like variety or whatever. Right. But that's not what happens. What happens is that when we get really specific and we're able to talk to a specific person, hey, listen up. If you're a leader in a company of, you know, around 100 people, you're probably doing $10 to $20 million, and you're an executive of this company, and the company's just gone through a merger, and you know that there's going to be new demands on you personally as a leader and on your division within the company, and you're not sure that you're equipped to handle this. Like, and then you talk about like scene cut, right? And then you talk about some of the specific scenarios that you've seen that these kinds of people go through, right? Like, you're afraid that you're going to be like, you know, what do they call it when you're suddenly eliminated? Cause like, you know, there's a merger, right? If that's the one that you go with, or like you might be on the chopping block. Your team might be like the people that you've worked with for so long, you've built a relationship with, you know, their families, and you're afraid for them and their families. Like, go into the emotional piece of it now, of what that leader feels like in that situation. And that's the power of getting specific, is now we can talk to the specific scenario and the pain that they're feeling and the emotions and the fears that they're having. And you can pull out case studies. Like, this is just like, you know, my client, you know, Martins, who blah, blah, blah. And this was his situation. And this is what we did together. And he went from having an organization, a division that was really underperforming, and he was really, really afraid for him and his family and his colleagues and team members. And what we did was we implemented like three simple changes that completely turned around the culture and the performance, blah, blah, blah. And like a year later, blah, 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 results, 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 right? Yep. That's going to be a very compelling story. You put that out there, like, those people are going to like come calling, because now they know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can do it, you know, with another, like that was the merger case. Now we do the same thing with a poor performance case. There was not a merger, but like, you're the leader and you know that your division is underperforming. You know, it's on you. You need to grow. Like, here's the three people I work with, and here's what we did, blah, blah, blah. These are the results. Like, give me a call, schedule a call, and see how I can help you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. All right. And so everybody else here too, right? This is the exercise. Like, if when we can be so specific that we talk to that specific pain that people have, the scenario that they're in, boom, they're going to resonate. And what's cool too is that even there's a halo effect. So even someone who's not in that exact scenario, maybe he is the CEO. Maybe he is like in a bigger company or somewhat smaller company or, you know, whatever, they can still see themselves in it and be like, yeah, that's not exactly my situation, but I can see how it's similar enough. And you have, you clearly have confidence and results here. I trust you to lead me through this transition because they can feel it. They can relate to it. They understand it. Yeah. My friend Steve Sims says, and he's roasted me on this shit on numerous occasions. He's funny, but like he says, like, it's about becoming impossible to misunderstand. Impossible to misunderstand. Being so clear about who you're for and what problem you solve that it's just completely impossible for anyone to misunderstand. And what you're going to find is that shit gets so much easier. It gets so much easier when you do that. And there's so much resistance to doing that. But oh my God, it's so much easier. So with that, Mats, let's do this. Let's do it. So Mats, everything right. Just, of course is for you, but
yeah.
Also, I have a hunch that this is one of your self-sabotage patterns.
Could be.
You get close. Like, we spent a couple of days together a month ago, right?
Yeah.
And now, like, we're here again. We're revisiting the same things. And you're going deeper and you're finding new discoveries. And you're really getting at something. Getting at something with the avatar that we originally talked about last month. And then you have this other thing with the business with your wife, which is interesting too, because that's also a very clear thing. And then you're like, I'm this close to the target. Now let me go like, boom, and just like come up with a bunch of other ideas that are completely out of left field and has nothing to do with what we're talking about, right? Like, for no good reason other than to make sure that you're not fucking successful with what you're doing. Is there something to this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
It's tough, but yeah.
I know this because I have done this so many times. So many times. Like, yes. This is a survival mechanism. This is a distraction mechanism. This is like we create some chaos because we're afraid of actually. It's like the dog chasing the car, right? Once it catches that damn car, what the fuck is it going to do with it? like, I don't know. So what I'd advise you to do is A, stick with what you've got. I think the couples thing is a really interesting idea that I think you should explore, but I think you should put it on a shelf for now. I think all the other ideas, just put them on the shelf. They might be great at some point in the future, not right now. Yeah. Stick with what you've got because it's good. It's solid. I feel you there. I feel you in all of it. But if, like, I don't know. I didn't read the other two in detail, but I feel you in both of the others for sure. I think you've got them. But you've got the first one and it's right for you. And just go fucking execute on it. What I would say is, really, what helped me so much was visualizing success. Visualize the life that you want to live when you have this business that is doing what you want it to do. It's making you money, boatloads of money. It's transforming people's lives. It's fun. You get to really connect with people and really see the difference that you're making in their lives. You get to look them in the eyes. You get to hug them and feel them and just see how, like, these kids that didn't know their fucking dad because he was always escaping life through his business, thinking that he was busy and doing good work and blah, blah, blah. But the reality is he was scared. He was scared of showing up as the man, as the leader, as the father. Yeah. He was scared of overcoming his own hurt from his father. And now that man finally feels whole and complete within himself. And finally, he's able to show us up as a father for his kids. And those kids' lives are getting fucking transformed. This is all thanks to your doing. Take that in and feel it and visualize it. And as you do that, any resistance that comes up that says, oh, I'm not worthy. And what if I can't do this? And what if I fuck it up? And what is my family going to think? And all the stuff that we talked about on Sunday, all the upper limit stuff, I'm going to be a burden, or I'm flawed, or I'm wrong, or I'm going to be disloyal to my family or abandon them, or, yeah, or outshine some people, all of that shit, let it come up and just be there for that little Mats that has those feelings. Cause I think this is where it's at for you. You got this. You just have to actually like not shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And these guys fucking need you, man. And their kids do too. And their wives.
Thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure, my friend. Yeah.
Go do it.
Go do it, my man. All right. Adle, what can I do for you?
Yes, I would love to take a shot on the dream customer and see just what you've,
okay,
yeah, how it is.
Let's and, do it.
Yeah. And I think when I'm, when I would like to try out this message when I'm fishing for my dream customers, I would like to say, if the result in your department, in your organization is, not materializing, the solution lies with you, the quality of your leadership role, not with your employees.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I talk to leaders, they do, when I talk about the challenges, the problems, they always talk about something outside, employees, mm-hmm, organization, strategy, everything else except themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to address that if they feel they have a a potential that they don't fulfill, mm-hmm, the problem is within you as a leader.
And 100%.
Saying that, I hopefully will attract those who get triggered by that, because they, mm-hmm, do have some kind of self-insight, because I need leaders with self-insight to develop them.
Yes. This is awesome, Adley. I love this. However, so what you're talking about is essentially your new mechanism, your unique mechanism. It's your sales message. So when we're looking at let me share my screen here. Boom. We have the who, right? And then we have the what. So you talked about the what a little bit. The what is that they're not performing. They're not getting the results. And then you say, and what you've tried is all kinds of things out there, right? That's the current mechanism. That's what they've already tried. Like, you think the problem is out there. What I'm telling you is my new mechanism is the problem's in there. It's between your ears. It's fucking you. You're the problem. And we fix you, and that fixes the results out there. That's where that fits, right? So you're on the right track here. What we need to do, though, is still be more clear on the who. Who's the dream customer, and the what, the problem. The problem, like the results in your department are not materializing, that's very broad. It's very general, right? So we want to get more specific there. So you're the leader. You're the, like, I think you're also non-owner leader, if I'm not mistaken. Like, exactly what we did with Wouter. Get more clear on who this leader is. If you could only work with one, and you can work with whoever you want, but in your marketing, when we're putting out messages, exactly what we just went through, right? Get very clear on the who, what leader, what kind of leader, what kind of organization, what's their problem, what's the scenario that they're in that caused them to need to reach out to you. There's always some inciting incident, right? There's always something that changed, something that happened that makes them reach out now, right? Like, or makes them open and susceptible to being able to listen to you now. And that's what we want to speak to in our message. And then you say, and you've tried X, Y, Z, all these outer things. Maybe you thought it was about your team. And so you did some team motivation, blah, blah, blah. Or you thought it was about like, you need to do OKRs. And then you did OKRs and they didn't fucking solve it, right? Like, cause it's not fucking the problem. The problem is you. Let's be real. Boom. Now you've got them. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. So thank you very much. I'm going to work on what you said now. Good. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, man. This is great. Like, and look, I want to say to everybody here, like, we all fuck this up. It's so hard to do for ourselves because we're so close to it. Like, we're inside this bubble. We can't see our business. We can't see ourselves, right? Like if you're, I heard someone talk about that just earlier today. Like, if you're swinging your golf club, right? You're playing golf. You can't see what the fuck you're doing. You can film yourself on video and now you can see it, right? But it's easier for someone standing on the outside just looking at you, like, yeah, you do this thing with your swing. Like, my wife's a dancer, right? She can't see what it is that she's doing because she's in it. She's doing the dancing, right? I do like this because, like, I'm not a dancer. But but someone who looks from the outside, or when you look at the video, it's a lot easier to see it. So don't feel bad about, like, struggling with this, because it's normal. Everybody does. We need someone to reflect this to us and help us with this. And it's can feel really painful and awkward to go through that. I'm like, this is like what? But just embrace the pain and the awkwardness, and like, just know that you're not alone. All right. With that, Marion, you're going to be the last one of the day. Let's hear it. Oh shit. I clicked. Very confusing. I think I clicked to mute you again. There we go. Hey, Marion, great to meet you.
Thank you. Good to meet you too. So I'm going to start my self-sabotage pattern is perfectionism and overthinking. Oh, and so I've been,
that's my favorite.
Around. What?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite, like, it's so common. Yeah. All right.
And so I'm an enthusiastic health coach for about 10 years. I'm very heavily leaning towards plant-based eating styles. My passion is actually slowing climate change and inspiring people to regard their own self, their own bodies as a precious force of nature that needs their attention in order for them to be happy and fulfilled and connect and help the world. So
that's awesome.
What?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So how can I help you?
So that's my passion. So the problem, I've gone between losing weight or people who simply want to go more plant-based for mm-hmm. any reason, but that's very broad. Risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So maybe the trigger is that the doctor tells them they need to do something or they're going to go on meds. And so I just kind of keep going around and around because I don't have risk of cardiovascular disease. I don't have that story.
So, all right, let me ask you a couple of questions. We only have a few minutes, so I'm going to get right to it. So have you helped clients successfully in the past overcome specific problems or get specific results? And if so, what?
Yeah, so I've helped people who want to lose weight, who want to mm-hmm. quit sugar or coffee or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Quit foods that they don't think are serving them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've helped them feel more engaged in their own self-care. But that's kind of soft, right?
It's very soft. So would weight loss be something that you'd be like interested in going with, or
it just I don't think it's working because I keep trying to go there because it.
Well, yeah. What prompted you to adopt this way of eating?
It just had to do with all my values, and so I do work heavily with people to apply their values to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And get them.
So maybe what you could do is say like find other people who have the same values. And what you help people is like figuring out how to live according to that. I'm sure there's stuff that you figured out in terms of what to eat and how to live so that you honor those values. And it took you a while to figure that stuff out. You have to do research and you have to experiment with different things and where can you shop and what can you cook and how do you do it and all that stuff. Like maybe that's what you teach people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like most to work on helping people find their values, even mm-hmm. if they're different from mine.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, so, values could be the plant-based kind of values versus, you know, the value of family or their spirituality.
Right. So I'd love to dive deep, come back tomorrow and we can dive deeper into this stuff because we're not going to have time to really go all the way into it. But where are you at in business? Are you already making money?
Not much. No. I have a trickle of business. Okay. I've been in healthcare for many years.
What kind of healthcare?
Well, I'm an acupuncturist, okay. but I wanted to go online as a health coach.
Okay. Great. And yeah, so the exercise would be like of the people that you know that you've worked with, what are the characteristics of the kind of person? Like go back to where we started. Yeah. Okay, so what's the who?
Middle-aged woman, kids are not so much in the picture. A pleasant people person, eco-conscious, loves animals.
What does it mean? Kids are not so much in the picture.
In other words, they either didn't have any or the kids are independent.
Okay.
So okay. She has time to focus on herself. She's feeling maybe ashamed of her body, putting on weight. She likes plant-based, but she's not doing it as much as she'd like to do it.
Great. So notice how, like, and this is very common. Middle-aged woman, no kids in the house, is how I wrote it. Or the kids are not in the picture. But right? No, it's not, but it's still very broad. Yeah. But ashamed of their body, that's problem, right? Yeah. That's not the who, that's the what. So, okay. But that's a good one. Ashamed of body is that's a pain for people. Like, and depending on what you do and what your mechanism is, that could be something. But what I would always go to is who do you know? Who have you already helped successfully? And if you haven't helped anyone successfully already, go find someone that you can help successfully. And you don't charge for it. You only charge per results. And you basically say, hey, I want to help you with this problem and I'm going to do it for free. And if I succeed, like if we get you to X specific outcome in 3 months, you can pay me whatever you feel like, zero or more, doesn't matter. You can just leave that part out. But what I really need from you is a testimonial, a case study. Yeah. I need you to talk about the results so I can use that in my marketing. And that becomes the foundation for your paid programs, right?
Yeah. And I have some of those. It's not one particular problem.
Right. So that's what you want to be. You want to be very specific up front with this is my intended who, and this is the problem. So you want to spend some time thinking about that. So then you go find a client, free client, that's exactly that. And then you just move heaven and hell to deliver a fucking compelling result. So you need to vet them for being action takers and coachable and all that shit so that you can deliver the results. And then you shout from the rooftops about those.
And how much does it matter that I have a personal story of overcoming?
Doesn't matter. I mean, if you're like, hey, like I'm a plumber, like I can come fix your leaky faucet. And you're like, well, do you have a leaky faucet? Yeah. Did you have one? Like who gives a shit? Right. Like, if you can demonstrate that you can solve the problem, that's what matters.
Thank you.
It's not important.
Really right. Helpful.
Excellent. Thank you so much, everybody. This is super fun. I love this. I love getting to know you more and more each day. And I'll see you all tomorrow for both the regular session and the VIP session. Keep the questions coming. Keep noodling over this. Share in the forum. Go share in the forum. Go share in the forum. We haven't done a great job of making sure that there is engagement there. Go into the intensive.sombrero.com, into the forum, and share your who and your what. And your and your how and your what if they tried. I can't come up with a good name for that one, but like, who is your dream customer? What's the problem you solve? How do you solve it? And what have they already tried? Like, let's see those. Make it as short and succinct as possible, but let's get that shared. And Beth, if you're still here, Ishel, can you post send an email to the group or cue me up to send an email to everybody to get everybody to share that in the group. All right. Thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Gotta bounce.